are in Daf Lamed Hey Med Beis. Again, let us just start from Gufe. This is four lines from when the lines start getting wide. Gufe Oma Rabba Bar Nosen Tanu Chitim V'Hoydoloi B'Sairim Potter. So the Gemara asks, Maika Mashmalam, Tanine, the Mishneh, Tano Chitim Bahidalai Besairim Potter. Ima Hosam Avamine Potter Midmei Chitim. He's Potter Midmei Chitim. Because he's Makrish the Tviya of Chitim. He says, I don't know your Chitim. He says, okay, for a Kalam Chitim. But Vechayev Midmei Sairim. But he was Maidan Sairim. So maybe he's chayiv to pay for his heidah on the seirim. Mash malam, the potter legamri. His potter legamri is potter to pay the seirim also. Man, oyu anizokim shnayim. We learned in the Mishneh, anizokim shnayim echad godol ve'echad katan. There were two nizokim from one bailim. There were two mazikim, and the nizik says that the godel was hizik as a godel, the cotton was hizik as a cotton, and the mazik says no, it's the cotton hizik as a godel, the godel was a cotton, so it comes out it's much cheaper. So it says amaytzi mechaveiray olavaraya, choloi maisiraya. What is if he won't bring a raya? That means if he wants the way he said, so then he has to bring a raya. It would seem from the Mishnah that, but if he doesn't bring a raya, so he won't get what he said, he'll get what the Mazik said. So he'll get the cotton for the godel and the godel for the cotton. Olemaisi raya shakel kedekoma Mazik. Amai chitin usa'irim nino. So here also, he's teiveya, the share godel for the godel. And he's not teiveya, he says, klo, that the godel was mazik the godel, not the cotton. The godel was mazik the godel. And the mazik says, no, the cotton was mazik the godel. So when we're speaking about the godel, he's being teveya the godel for the godel. And the nitra saying, no, the cotton was mazik the godel. So this is tanoi chitim v'hoidolai b'sairim. The two different shvarim. He's teveya one share and he's made in another share. Amai chitim usairim ninu. So the Gemara answers, we'll learn the way Rashi says, roi litoil v'einloi. So what does Rashi say? Hochi gasinet nan hay nizokim shnayim, three lines from the bottom. Roi litel imaisi raya. That means hamaitzim mechavei roi olav araya. If he'll bring a raya, he'll take what he says. Ve'ein loy iloy maisi. But if he doesn't bring a raya, ve'ein loy iloy maisi. Vuloi teidik minei kidikadaikta. Kidikadaikta. He says, you made a diik. That if he doesn't bring a raya the way he said, so then he'll take the way the mazik says and he'll get the cotton. No. That is not pshat. Pshat is that if he brings a raya, he'll get the way he said. And if he won't bring a raya, that the godel was mazik, so he'll get nothing. Roi litoil, if he brings a raya, and if he doesn't make raya ba'inloi, because it's tan achite ba'idloi b'serim, he was made that the cotton wasn't mazik. So even though the mazik says the cotton was mazik, he won't get anything. It's tan achite ba'idloi b'serim. That's how the Gemara said pshat in the Mishnah. Frech the Gemara, that's very nice. But the Baraisa says not the way you say pshat the Mishnah. Vasanya, we learned in the Baraisa, הרייזה משתלם לקוטן מן הגודל, לגודל מן הקוטן. The Bereise says that he takes away the Masik says. If he can't bring a raya, so he'll get paid from the godel for the cotton and from the cotton for the godel. No, that's Shmer. So it's not a kasha and Rabbi Bar Nosson. He said that you put up midmei seirim. So the Gemara answers the tofas. It is speaking about the tofas. Now let us see what Rashi says. We're still in the middle of the previous Rashi, but let's see what Rashi says. The tofas shekodam nizik v'tofas hasher. So the Rishonim Hamadayik from Rashi, what does Rashi say? The kodam nizik v'tofas hasher. It is speaking about that before they came to Beis Din, he was Teufis to Sher. That means, so he was Teufis, he mourned the Godel for the Godel, the cotton for the cotton, and he was Teufis Lechere. In the case of he was Teufis, the cotton also was Teufis, the cotton was Teufis, the godel, Lechere. Teufis Hasher, we have to know the Lashon of Rashi, Lashon Yochid, Lechere was Teufis, both Shvorim. That's the case of the Sefer. He was Teufis, Lechere was Teufis, both Shvorim. The Kodam Nizik. Now, what does the Kodam mean? So the Rishonim say Pshat, the Kodam means before they came to Beis Din. Now, it means something else also. The Tais Rabbeinu Peretz says, it means, how did this come about? He took away from the Mazik the Godel and the Cotton, and it wasn't taken away. The Hester, Mahalten, the Hate, everyone saw. Adam saw, he came into the Mazik's house, he's a 6-footer, the Mazik is a 4-footer, and he comes in, I'm taking the 2 Shvorim. The Mazik didn't have too much to say about it. Adam see this, but now the 2 Shvorim are by me. The 2 Shvorim are by me. Fine. When he comes to the Din Torah, he's holding the 2 Shvorim, and he comes to the Mazik and he says, Godel Hizik es a Godel, Bekotten Hizik es a Kotten. And the Mazik says, no, Kotten Hizik es a Godel, Godel Hizik es a Kotten. So since it was Tofas, he gets the Kotten. He gets the Kotten. He says, the Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Bar Nosson, you shouldn't get the cotton. It's torn echit and behoid the loy besoyre. But since it's tofas here, Rabbi Bar Nosson is also made it. Is kan shayel aben, what's this magic word of tofas? How does tofas work? So before we'll see Tosfos, there's a Tosfos Shans that says Pshat and Rashi. The Tosfos Shans says Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi had said the lomdus of Rabbi Bar Nosson, that Tonachitim Vahidaloi Besoirim, that Rabbi Bar Nosson said, he's Potter mit Meisoirim. The lomdus is, Rashi says, the Omalei Teveya Lav Soirim Yoviloch Vachuli Mochel Gabei. So Rashi said, Pshat and Rabbi Bar Nosson and Daflamatei Bet Beis, he was Meichel the Seirim. He's Meichel the Seirim. So the Gemara asked Akashe, if he's mourning the Godel for the Godel, and so I'm not mourning the cotton for the Godel, because I say that the Godel was Mazik the Godel. So even though the Mazik says, no, the cotton was Mazik the Godel, but L'chayre, according to the flow of, according to Rashi, it's a mechila on the cotton. I'm Michael you the cult that works with Mechila. Zakte Tais Vishans, Mechila does not help if he's a Musik. At Kan Lashine. The Aimekat Varim perhaps is that Mechila, for example, the Gemara Sakasha and Kedushin, and Eved Ivri, Leimele Ba'ape Trezil. Why do you have to write a Shtar Shicha for Eved Ivri? Tell him, go, finish. I'm Eichel, you don't have to work for me anymore. So the Gemara says, Eved Ivri, Gufay Koni. Mechila only helps on something that I didn't get a kinyan in. You owe it to me. You owe Avoida to me. You owe Rechayv to me. Then the concept of Mechila helps. I'm Michael the Chayv. You don't have to pay the Chayv. The minute I have some sort of a kinyan, then Mechila doesn't help. Mechila doesn't help. You have to be mafkir if you want to do that. You have to make a nice kinyan. The minute I have some sort of a kinyan, the concept of Mechila will not help. So Lechayre, the Tais Vishans is telling us, this Tvisa accomplished that he's toughers in it, so the Tvisa gives him some sort of a schus in the cotton. Exactly how to define the schus, I don't know how to define it, but there's some schus. His Tvisa gives him a schus in the cotton, and because of this schus in the cotton, Mechila will not help. A musik, he's a musik in the cotton, Mechila will not help. This is what the Taisvis Shans says. Now, before we go further, I'd like to mention this Amiradike Kashe that the Taisvabene Peretz asks, and the Greile Achreinim asks. The Gemara asked Akasha and Rabbi Bar Nosson, why, over here, how can the Baraisa say that you get the cotton? It's Tonechit and Voidla Besayin. It was made that the cotton wasn't Mazik. So the Gemara says, Tofas. Speaking of that, it was Tofas the cotton, Tofas the Godel, Lochere, that's, because on each Hezek, there's Tonechit and Voidla Besayin. It was Tofas each one. We have here a din Torah also involved. There's a whole sichsach over here. The Nizik is saying the Godel was Mazik the Godel. The cotton was Mazik the cotton. That's what the Nizik is saying. The Mazik is saying that. Now we are speaking about the Kodam v'tofas means before the din Torah. Kodam. And this, before the din Torah, he just made sure that the godel and the cotton should be in his rishus. When it comes to Bezdin, so he tells the Dayonim, listen, there's a sichsuch between myself and the mazik, but I want you to be aware of one thing. I'm a muzik in the tushvur. I'm the muzik over here. So if you have any sveikis, I'm a musik in the godel, I'm telling you the godel was mazik, the godel. I'm a musik in the cotton is mazik a cotton. So Rabbi Sai, Dayoni Mumchim, when you come to a psak, you're handling with a musik with a tiny body. That is a kasha, that's klonit, as I hear it says klon, that he, with the tofas, he gets the cotton for the godel and the godel for the cotton. Why doesn't his tvisa help? This is a kasha, which is a moiridike kasha. Let's just say a peretz, I think what the teisa ben a peretz means to answer. Could be this is not maspik to all shittas, but al kaponim for us it'll be maspik. The din muzik is Bezdin paskins with a muzik. Who was the muzik bishas leidas asofik? That means when the hezek occurred. So who was the muzik in the shoyer? The mazik was the muzik in the shvarim. Is the muzik in the cotton the godel? before you came to Besden, you chapped away already the Shvorim. Tvisa la'acher she'noilad ha'sofik, that means the Sofik was noilad already. Maybe Besden didn't know about it, but there were Edom are coming and going to tell Besden. We have Edom over here that they're telling Besden that there were two Shvorim that were chasing two Shvorim, and both were Mazik. Exactly which was Mazik, which we don't know, but so Besden becomes aware through the Edom that 5 days ago there was a Hezek from Tushvorim Ayadesh Tushvorim. So Bishas the Hezek, the Mazik Hezek, the Muzik. So even though a day after the Hezek, the Nizik was Teifus, these Tushvorim, but this Tvise, since it's a Tvise La'acha Leida Sasofik, that means the Suffolk was already noted before when Besden finds out about it. This Tvisa can in no way influence Besden to change the Psak. The Psak of Amitz Mechaveir Olav Araya is totally Bishas Leidas HaSuffolk. Leidas HaSuffolk means when Besden becomes aware about the Suffolk, who was then the Muzik. Bishas Leidas HaSofik, the Mazik was considered the Muzik of these two Shvor. Now, I'd like to learn three Taisus in the Vile, while in the middle of this, no, before we learn Taisus, let's finish the Rashi. We skipped over the Chelik of Rashi, then we'll learn the Shtikl Gemara further, then we'll learn three Taisus in Mirza Hashem. So Rashi says as follows, Olohochi Mukim Lohochi. So the Gemara makes a whole kimte by the Sefer, by Shtei Nezoiken, and Shtei Mazikin, and speaking about Tofas. So Rashi asks, Lo imukim lo kedukim limtziyos alel benizik shema mazik bori. Before the Mitziyosa, Rapapa also had this problem. By the Mitziyosa, what did Rabbi Bar Nosson do with the Mitziyosa? Why over there, if there was one Sher HaNizik and two Shvorim HaMazikim, so there also the Nizik said the Godel was Mazik, the Mazik said the Cotton was Mazik, and there it seems also that the Nizik ends up with the Cotton if he can bring a Raya, and the Gemara asks, how does this stim with Rabbi Bar Nosson? And the Gemara says, oh, it's talking about that the Nizik was a Shema. And Nizik was a Shema, so there's no Rabbi Bar Nosson over here, there's no Hidor, there's no Mechila. He says, I don't know, could be the God, could be the God. So the Gemara before, we had the same problem on the previous Bove, and Rav Pope solved this problem by saying the Nizik is a Shema, so there's no Rabbi Bar Nosson over here. So Rashi, yes, why when we come to the next Bover, all of a sudden we have a problem with the Loilito Veinloil, and the Baraisa says, Faker, so the Gemara says, Tofas, we have such a convenient teretz. Lochi mukim lohochi, vile mukim lokedukim letzios alel benizik shema mazik bori, dimkein haino hach, beseifa mayitzterich. Oh, so Rashi is a medical teretz. I mean, we're talking about 20 cases over here. These are the Mishnah is telling us halachas. So if what is this new case being meisiv something? What is it being meisiv? A kochach, fakert. So this is coming to be meisiv. The Mitzios is speaking about nizikai meshema. So then, bechlal, there's no Rav Nosson. And we'll see in Taisus this. Abazun v'rechidish in that bove. But the Mishnah can't be repetitious. Might and Nizik Oy Mashama, because I didn't know from the previous Boba. So this is speaking about Nizik Oy Mabori. And we have a problem with Rabbi Bar Nosson, and the Mishnah is telling us that Tvisa helps. Tvisa takes away the problem. Fine. Now, Rashi goes back. The Rav Pope, the Ukme b'Mitziyosa, the Nizik Shema Mazik Bori. Now Rashi says, Rav Papa, when he started off, why did he have to say that it's speaking about the Nizik Shema Mazik Bori, Bori Bori Vilishani Loy Lito Bainloy? Why didn't he say this time? Let him say Loy Lito Bainloy. It would seem from Rashi could be there's not even a Baraisa that says that he takes the cotton. And this later case is a Baraisa Vosanya. But in the previous cases, no beraisis. Let him say, roi little ba'iloi, it's bori ya bori. The svirulei, the sumches le oma achilkin be bori ya bori. So Rashi says, Rapopa holds, if it's speaking about bori ya bori, so we had mentioned yesterday, so the whole purpose of telling us bori ya bori is to tell us that sumches holds afilu by bori ya bori also say achloiku. And Rapope personally holds that Sumchas never said by Bori Yabori Yachloiku. Hilkach, Reisha Diktoni, Loiki Yala Besala Lokem, Leitzrich Lemisni Bebori Yabori, Lashmina Demoitzim Echaveiloi. And to tell us Bori Yabori, that means to tell us Bori Yabori, that Sumchas is Moide, that Sumchas holds by Bori Yabori also Chilkim, That the Mishnah can't tell us, because I Sumchis holds that by Bori Bori you don't say Chalke. To come to tell us by Bori U Bori, the Chacham say Emoitz Mechaveiroi. Please. There's a bigger Chiddush. Abila by Bori V'Shemo you say Emoitz Mechaveiroi. Lo Yitzlech Lemi, Afila by Shemo, Shemo you say Emoitz Mechaveiroi. So he's telling us by Bori Yabori, say Emoitz Mechaveiroi, if the Nitva is a Bori. Lochiyuk Musiyosa B'Shemo Bori, the taking Amireishi B'Bori V'Shemo, and then it's telling us a Chiddush, according to the Chachamim, that Afilu Bori V'Shemo, Afilu the Nizik is a Bori, and the Mazik is a Shemo, you also say Emoitz Mechaveiroi Olavarai. This is Rashi. Now, let us see three Tosfos. Leimet Evet Yufte the Rabbe Bar Noson. I will go back to Lamed Hemet Beis just to learn a little bit about Rabbe Bar Noson. V'im Toima V'amai Muki Lo Keram Gamliel. The Omer beperik shvus hadayonim, tonu chitim voidloi besoirim potev, Rab Gamliel mechayiv. The Gemara asks from the Chachomim. The Chachomim hold potev, so the Gemara asks, what is Rabbi Bar Noson telling us potev? The Chachomim hold potev. So the Gemara says, no, I'm telling you for the potev mid mei soirim. They're saying potev mid mei chitim. Praktosis, why do you have to, let's say, our Mishnah, you have a problem with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going according to Ram Gamliel, that holds Chayiv, and Rabbi Bar Noson is going according to the Chachamim. Yeshloima, the Mahada, Luuk, Mika, Rabbanon. No, you wanted to say our Mishnah is not a Das Yochid, it goes according to the Rabbanon also. So that is why he wanted to say, well, according to the Rabbanon, they didn't say Beferish, that potem mit mei seirim, they said potem mit mei chitim, so I'm telling you potem mit mei seirim. Vo'oid yesh leima. Then Taisa says, I say this to Keteris. The Rabbe Bar Noson omro le milsei kikulei alme. Rabbe Bar Noson that said potem is going bein according to Ram Gamliel, bein according to the Rabbonon. You can't say that our Mishnah is going according to Ram Gamliel. He also feel according to Ram Gamliel, you also put it. Ram Gamliel says in the Mishnah Chayim. Zok Taisves, Lemechayev Ram Gamliel, Ela Shvue. You know what that Mishnah is speaking about? That Mishnah is speaking about is the Nitva. I come over to Nitva and I say, I gave you Chitim. And the Nitva says, no, you gave me Seirim. So Bemison, there's a way to be mixed over here. Let us just say for practicality, Seirim are worth less than Chitim. So in other words, he's Teveya for Mem Chitim, which are worth $100. He's Maida in Seirim, which are worth $75. So this is a way to be mixed. So the Mishnah is being done. Does the Nitva have to swear? Doesn't it have to swear? Because he's Maida. That's Shavuos Maida B'Mitzvah. Shavuos Maida B'Mitzvah is that we hear from the Nitva I do owe you, but not the way you say. So this Haido from the Nitva makes Besdin think that Yesh Dvorim B'Divrei Ateveya, he's mourning him, and the Nitva is also saying, you're right, but. So if we hear from the Nitva also that there's some righteousness in the Tviya of the Teveya, so then we ask the Nitva, be Mevara with a Shvua, that your but is right, not exactly the way he says. So, Be'emerson, the Mishnah over there is speaking about a Shaila. Sai Rabban Gamliel and Sai Rabbanan are speaking about a Shaila. Does the Nitva have to swear? V'loi Mechayv Rabban Gamliel el Shvue. Rabban Gamliel says he's chayv to swear. Di ave Mechayv bid mei soirim, because if I'll say that Rabban Gamliel is Mechayv bid mei soirim, and we wanted to say that, and Rabbi Banos is going according to the Chachamim, Minole Rabbi Banos and the Rabbonim Pligi Elei Boho, how did Rabbi Banos know that the Rabbonim hold that Yepotah from B'meisayrim, Tumalin Yeshvua Davke Pligi? Maybe the whole Machlekes is only Yeshvua. The Seed Ki Huze, the Bin and Haido, Mimin HaTayne. That we learn now from Kiyuzeh that the Nitva is to be made Mimina Taine. And since he's made in another mean, he's potter from a Shvur. So Al Koponim, the Machloikis, Am Gamliel and the Chachamim is in Hilchish Shvur. Does he have to swear? Doesn't he have to swear? Now, Rabbi Barnosen just came up and said, that you know, but he doesn't have to pay for Sairim. Now, if this is also a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, and Rabbi Gamliel also doesn't have to pay Seirim, so where did Rabbi Barnosen say that the Chachamim, if Rabbi Gamliel also do have to pay Seirim, where did Rabbi Barnosen see that the Chachamim say you don't have to pay Seirim? They're only speaking about Heidomi min Atayin and Hilche Shvue. Vechitayme de Rabbe Barnosen sobe de meitayme de potri rabbonim shvue, lehavi nami heidol ischayiv soirim, you'll say it's tolly ho boho, if it's not a heidol that's mechayiv a shvue, it's not a heidol that's mechayiv soirim, holese damrinim bishvue sadayonim, tonu chitim a soirim vohidoloi beachad mehem, if a person was teveya chitim a soirim vohidoloi beachad mehem, Potter, so there's a man Yomah says you potter to swear, and there v'hosam vadi l'kulal mechayev emeshetonai, v'filochi potter mishvut. So there, yizicha, we see that the din shvue is not at all dependent if he's chayev to pay what he was moidin. That means if I'm moidin, you chitim et soirim, you're moidin, so you'll zich have to pay me soirim. But if I'll peek in hilche shvue, it's not tona mimina taine. That means you're being teveya for me chitim. I'm kaifer in chitim, and on chitim, I'm not a moidin b'mitzis. I'm moidin soirim. You're tell me chitim et soirim. I'm sorry, you're teveya me chitim et soirim. And in the tvi of soirim, I'm moidin, you're 100% right. In the tvi of chitim, I'm a kaifer hakel. So there the Tana holds your potter to swear on chitim because I'm not called a moidin b'mitzis in the tvi of chitim. But on soirim, I'll zich have to pay, no shayla about it. I'll zich have to pay money for your soirim, and your moidin soirim also zich have to pay for soirim. So al kochoch we see that the p'tur shvue has nothing to do with the p'tur tashlumim. So where did Rabbi Barnosen see that the chachomim who say your potter from a shvue, because it's not a domi min ha'tayne that they hold your potter to pay. So al kochoch Rabbi Barnosen holds that this is a mutual agreement. Everyone holds your potter to pay for the seirim. And we'll also hold your potter to pay for the seirim. The whole machloikis am Gamliel and the Chachamim is, I am mechuyiv to swear on the chitim. That's the machloikis. The Chachamim say, you potter to swear because you need heidomi min ha'tayne. Am Gamliel says, you don't need heidomi min ha'tayne. But Rabbi Barbar Nosson said something which is agreed upon by all tzedodim that he's potter to pay for the soil. Okay, nire, the Rabbi Barbar Nosson, L'kula alme peter mit meisoir. Now, where did Rabbi Barnosan get this from? Not from the machloikis. No, the mashmalay de svorehu. He holds, this is logic, this is a svore. Shupata. Kiven shahoyda loy shayne chayiv loy, soirim, umaychol loy, ובשבוע דווקא פליגי באינון ממינתיים. So, Taisva says that Rabbi Barnosan held this, he did not, Rabbi Barnosan held misvore, if I'm man from Yuchitim and your Teveya Soirim, so my Haidah on Chitim and not Soirim is a Haidah that my Tviya of Chitim and not Soirim is a Haidah that you don't know Soirim. Why did I completely omit the Tviya of Soirim? You owe me Soirim also, and I'm only talking about Chitim. So Rabbi Barnosan held it's a Haidah Sheinichayiv loy Soirim. Umochaloy. And Taisi says it's Aido, and there was a Mechila. Now these are two Bazundre Enyonim. It's a Aido, I'm Moide, and I'm Moichel de Seirem. The Miches Avraham wants to say, I mean, this is like two different Cheshbainis. It's Aido, it's Aido, other Ishenim hold it only, it's Aido. It's a mechila. Taisa says it's a ido and a mechila. So, the Bichas Avraham wants to say, we have a very modern mice over here. It's mamish, mushunadik. The Teveya comes and wants a mechitim, which Rabbi Manasseh says, what with Soirim? So it seems he's moider and he doesn't know Soirim. See, he's not wanting Soirim, he doesn't. The Nitva comes and says, I owe you Soirim. Ah, modern mice over here. Two people, each one is Moide, the Taidos Baldin, each one is, the Teveyas, I mean, the Monos of Taidos Baldin, you don't owe me Soirim. The Nitva says, I do owe you Soirim. I mean, it's a very, it's modern, it's a din Teirim, everyone is, The Teveya is Moide, you don't know me. The Nitva says, I do owe you. It's a Pshazay Modne. So the Bichas Avraham wants to say, you know what Pshat is? Pshat is, I'm Moichel Yudu Soirim. Not everything stims. So I'm coming, I'm saying, you don't know me, Soirim. I should tell you, I'm Moichel you. You'll feel embarrassed, you'll feel Moichel. You don't know me, Soirim. That's what I'm telling him best. He doesn't know me, Soirim. The real reason is because he's Meichel. Hey, he's Meichel, he doesn't know Seirim. So the Seirim, that what I'm saying, he doesn't know me Seirim, is a Giloy, I was Meichel in the Seirim. The Nitva doesn't know all about it. The Nitva is, I borrowed Seirim, I owe you Seirim. That's what the Bichas Avraham wants to say. Now, I really don't know, there's a big problem over here. That the Ktsaisa is on this Taisvis, the way the Ktsaisa is Pshat in this Taisvis, I really don't know how we really learn Pshat in Taisvis. The Ktsaisa is a Mordika problem. He says, a Maida Bemitzis, Shua's Maida Bemitzis is made out of two things. There's a Hidor and a Tviya. I mean, that's the mechanics of Maida B'mitzvahs. That means, I'm Teveya, you owe me something. Yenna says, yeah. But not the way you say, not exactly the way you say. And he whittles down the sum, his money for him $1,000, not really $5 I owe you. But Al Kaponim, the Dayonim grasp from the Shakla Vitalia between these two, that we hear from the Nitva, he say, I really owe him, but he went overboard a little bit. So Besdin hears that the Tviya, even from the Nitva, we hear that the Teveya has a right to be Teveya, and now over the nitty-gritty Nekudis,
there's a shaila, if it's $1,000, $5, okay, but we hear already from the nitva, that means that the nitva says you're a liar, it's not true. Then it's one against one. That Besen wouldn't be Mechayev Shvuah. But here Besen hears that the nitva is also made it to me. You're right, I tackle you. Yeah, but fine. Frektik Zeus, but that's Tavke if you hear that he owes him. But if Rabbi Bar Nosson said he's potter to pay, Rabbi Bar Nosson told him chitam hoidle b'seirim he's potter to pay, so he doesn't know him. So Besen hears he doesn't know. I mean, after the dust settles, so what does Besen? He doesn't know him. He doesn't know seirim. He doesn't know. So where is there a chiyuv shvuah? That this kasha the Ktzais asks. And the Ktzai says, Amore de Keteretz. He says, you're not learning right pshat and rap about nothing. He says, you know what's happening over here? The Teveya says, you don't owe me. Right? The Nitva says, I do owe you. What did Rabbi Bar Nosson say? You put it to pay. He says, you know what that means? That means that Besdin cannot go to the Nitva and take away the, listen, I do about din. Let's go and you pay him the seirim. You said you owe him. Besdin can't go and be Teveya from the Nitva because the Teveya said he doesn't know him. Besdin hands are tied. It's a Haidor Keneged Haidor. Besdin can't do anything. Zoktik Tzoyz, but that does not mean at all that the Nitva is Potter. Potter means that Besdin can't shepherd with him. Besdin hands up, I can't think of you. He's made it that he owes. I mean, the Ktzai's time is, he tackles. I know I owe him money. It's a dog can I get a dog. So that's where there's a chiyuv shvuah, there's a made be mixes. Zakta Ktzai's. But that's only good if there's no mechila. If there's a mechila over here, so then he got stuck. So I really don't know how the Ktzais learn Pshat and Taisvis, because Taisvis says, "Kivin shoydeloi sheinechayv leisoyrim umochaloi ubishvu davke pligi." I really don't understand how he understood Pshat and Taisvis. Taisvis does mention mechila. I don't know. I really don't know. Unless I don't know. I really don't know, but the Ktzai says klor in Simen Peiches Siv Kotten Yud. The Ktzai says klor. This only is a beer if you hold it. Say don't not a mechila. It's a big machlekes harishayim. I mean the Rosh holds it's not a mechila. It's a hidor. The Mechaber Bigzachul. Others say it's a hidor. Tais was stuck in mechila. Rashi also mentioned mechila, which is so about kaponim. This is Chad. Now, let us learn the next Taisvis. Umid Sefer Nizik Shema Umazik Bori. This was still Rav Popper's, this was on Rav Popper. Rav Popper proved that the Sefer is speaking about Nizik Shema Umazik Bori. And therefore there's no problem with Rabbi Bar Nosson over here, because the Nizik is a Shema. So Reishanami, Nizik Shema Umazik Bori. So the Gemara says, V'omar Sumche, so you're gonna tell me, Nizik Shema in Mazik Bori Sumche said Chilkim. Does this make sense? Simchas never say such a thing. The Nizik says, I don't know if it was Loka Besela or the share was Mazik. The Mazik says, I saw it was Loka Besela. And Besen says, well, we'll make Chalukim. But this doesn't make sense. I mean, how do you make chalukia with the Nizik doesn't know. The Mazik says Klo was Loki Besela and Besen will make chalukia. Fine. So this was the Gemara's kasha on Rav Popper. Fractosis amurde kekasha. That's the reisha. The reisha we have problems. Aval mi seife gufe. What's with the seife? The seife, we also have a problem. We say for the have a problem. The seife is speaking about that the nizik said, the seife is speaking about that the nizik said that the godel was mazik isha. The, we don't know if it was the godel or the god. So speaking about the nizik says, I don't know, maybe the godel, maybe the cotton. And the chachamim say, that what? You can't mon from the godel. You can't mon from the godel. Now, what is the chiddush over here? What is the chiddush over here that you can't mon from the godel? The nizik said shema, the mazik said bori, you can't mon from the godel. Is this a chiddush according to the chachamim? Please. This chiddush, the chachamim holds shema v'shema, you can't mon from the nitva. This is shema bori, you can't mon from the nitva. This is a chiddush according to the chachamim. Zakochach, this is a chiddush according to Sumchis. That Sumchis holds. We hold a mitzvah mechayel v'arayi in such a case. But Sumchis holds in such a case. Chalkim. Zakochach, that's how you have to learn pshat in the second bava. The second bava is not coming to tell us a chiddush in the chachomim. It's coming to tell us a chiddush in Sumchis. Frektach taisvis, I don't understand. The Gemara just said, according to Sumchis, if the Nizik is a Shema and the Mazik is a Bori, so the Gemara said, Sumchis says Chilkim. How can you say Chilkim in such a case? We just said the Reisha can't be Nizik, Oima, Shema, Mazik, Oima, Bori, because Sumchis will never say Chilkim in such a case. Fine. But you're telling me the Mitzios is speaking about Mamishli's case. The Nizik said Shema, the Mazik said Bori, and then Akochach, the Chiddush is not the Chachamim, Akochach, the Chiddush is in Sumchis, you say Chilkim. So Tois is Amir de Kizach. Kivin de Ika Haido be Mitzas, he says, the Sefer already is a little different. He already Sumcha started, says Besson has to make a chaluk over here. That the Nizik says, I don't know who was Mazik me. The Mazik says, the cotton was Mazik. So Besson hears from the Mazik, really between you and me, I don't appreciate this, because really we said that there are Edom over here, that saw that one was Mazik. And the Mazik says, well, it was the cotton that was Mazik. That was the least he could do. So Bezdin hears, Hilkach, Ika Lameimed, the Koma Sumchis Chilkim, Afagav, the Nizik Koma Shem, or Mazik, Oima Bori. Amoyredik is Ach. If we hear already that I do owe him money from the Mazik says I do owe money, I'm saying the story was different. Then already Sumchis went back to Shtiktari, you have to say Chilkim. In the Reisha, that is a whole Shailan, in the Mazik says, I don't owe him a penny, it was Mesela Loka. And the Nizik says, could be. There Sumchis wouldn't go and say Chilkim, please. But if we know already that he owes him money, the Shailan is, how much does he owe him? So there Sumchis holds Chilkim Begodl. Amir Nikazach. V'im taima, the name of Bori v'shemo Bori Odev, to the Koma Rabbi Yehuda Bagoizel Bas. Gabi monali biyotcho, v'alo imer eini yedei. Now, I'd like to just give a shtikel hakdome, v'achsach mir, to what Taisvis is asking. There's a Taisvis in Bob Metzia, which I think, with that Taisvis will look very, we can appreciate our Taisvis kasha. We have a machloikis, Sumchis in the Chachomim. Sumchis says, Momen amutl besofek chilkim. And Chachomim say, Amoitz mechaveri olavaraya. Fine. So Taisvis says, you know what Sumchis holds? Sumchis holds that Dodei has sofek. That means Bezlin sees has sofek in front of them. two shvarim chasing, and there was a cotton and a gadol, and one was mazik, and could be the cotton was mazik, two could be the gadol was mazik. Bezen sees the tzadei hasafik. So Tosva says the tzadei hasafik to each baldovo gives each one a din muhzik. The tzadei, I see you're right, and I see you're right. Oh, so that gives each one a din muhzik. So it's Shneim Muzakim because of the Tzadei HaSofik. Shneim Muzakim. Oh, we say Chalukim. That's the Svar of Sumchis. Sumchis not Samuzay, let's say Chalukim like Shleim HaMelech said. No. I see he's right. I see he's right. He has a point. Could very well be. So Memele is a din of Shneim Muzakim, you say Chalukim. That's what Tosva says. Fine. So Memele, so he gets half, and he gets half of Tznei Mugzok. Frech Taisviz, Rav Yehuda says in Agoizel Basra as follows, that Reuven comes over to Shimon, I lent you $100. Shimon says, I remember, could be I did borrow, could be I didn't borrow, I don't remember. So Rav Yehuda says, yes, Bori. So Yehuda says, we have here a real muzik over here, not a lomdashim muzik, a real muzik. Reuven comes over to Shimon, I lent you $100. And Shimon said, I don't know. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Bori v'shemo Bori Odif, and Bori is bekoyach to take away from a muzik. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. A real muzik, not a lomdashim muzik, a real muzik. Tractor Taisus, Amir de Kekasha. The Gemara says the Mishnah is speaking about, according to Sumchis, as follows. The Mazik says, in the Sefer, the Mazik says, Bori. The Mazik says, I only owe you the cotton. I don't owe you anything from the Godel. The Nizik says, I don't know, could be you owe me the cotton, could be you owe me from the Godel. Now, Sumchis said, we consider Keilu the Nizik, is a tofus and half of the godel. Is a sovik, maybe also half. He's a tofus and half of the godel. Fine. The study at sovik gives him a din murzik. Faktosus a murzik kasha. He's a murzik. A real murzik. Rav Yehuda says, Bori v'shem Bori yodim. You have such a shaila bezin. I go over to a real murzik. I say, you owe me $100. He's a real murzik in his money. He says, I don't know. So Rav Yehuda says, fine. You don't know. He says he does know. So now we're saying, according to Sumchis, by the Mazik says, Bori, the Godel was not Mazik you. The Nizik says, could be he was, could be he wasn't. And Sumchis says, Chalkim the Godel. Chalkim the Godel. Why didn't you say Bori Vishem? That's Taisus Kash. Taisus, the Hosam Havi Bori Taib. He says this. It's not the vote of Bori v'shem, you have to know what the case is. There it's a good Bori. Shalayir loy ponim l'shaker kivin shechaveira yochaleida b'shikroi. Zeh. The Bori, when I come over to someone, if I'm a liar, I want to steal from him, you try other ways, there are better ways to steal. Not this, I go over him, I schlep him to Bezen, I lent you $100. If I'm a liar, I never lent him a penny, and he's looking me in my eyes. What? A person doesn't have the guts to be make a tree. I'll schlep you. A gazon is going to schlep me to Bezen and say in Bezen, I lent you $100. Nicht gesteigen, nicht gefleugen. And Jan is going to look at him and so if he says I lent you $100 in Bezen in front of him. Saraya, that there's some truth in his taina. There's some truth. So his bori is, it seems, yesh dvorim begat. And the shema, vashema einay toiv. This life is also very fluky over here. I lent you $100, could be, could not be. What's coming off? Could be, you did lend them, you did, I mean, well, why, if you didn't lend him, you should know. If something, he never lent you $100, so what's the could be? He did lend you. But maybe it cannot be. It's very fluky. So the Shema of the Nitva is fluky. The Bori of the Teveya is Olam. I mean, you see over here, Taka, that he's telling the truth. Vashem Einay Toi. Shein Yisaychem, Chayiv Loi. Omocha Chamil Zed Chayiv Loi. So we see over here, let's not be too naive. Rabbi Yehuda said, from this scenario, we see who's telling the truth, who's not telling the truth. So Memele, that's why he held Bori Vashem Boriot. Avol Hochem. But in the case that we're talking about, Bori Shaloi Garua, the Bori is Garua, Sheyede Bechaveri Sheni Yochel HaKrisha. He was talking about like this, that the two Adim saw, there was a Godel and a Cotton were chasing the share of the Nizik. Two Adim saw, and then when they came close, there was a big cloud of dust, and we'll say the Mazik was standing there. The Mazik was standing there. The Edom could see what happened. The Nizik wasn't there. And after the dust settles, I saw it was the cotton that was Mazik. A big deal. No one else saw. He says he saw the cotton was Mazik. Who's going to be Makrishim? No one knows he's a liar now. He could say with a straight face a lie, I saw the cotton was Mazik. And so his Bori is not, that's called a Bori Garua. He wasn't there, the Nizik. The Edom also weren't there. He was there, Baruch Hashem. So he could say with a straight face that the cotton was Mazik. Look, ach, Toyim Bori. That's why he's Toyim Bori. Vahai Nami, the Komar Shema. And the Nizik that says Shema, he's entitled officially Roa Maise. Hilkelem Rina, Bori Yodev. That means so in the case of our Mishnah, that the Nizik says, could be, was the cotton, could be his godel. Hakel, he's a very honest man. Hashanino, he wasn't there. So Mamela, so Taisus says, a gavaldiki yesodim bori v'shemo. The aloche of bori v'shemo, bori odev, is nafka bori toiv in a shemo garua. But if it's v'nahapachu, a bori garua in a shemo toiv, Rabbi Yehuda never said, amaitzi mechaberi olavaraya. Now, let's start the next Taisus. And Lamed Vov, we'll skip the battle this Taisviz. Maybe we'll say the bottom Taisviz. Reisha b'mazik shema. So the Gemara, Apophis said that the Reisha is speaking about the mazik shema, the nizik is abori, and the chiddush. And the Chiddush is, according to the Chachamim, that even though it's a Bori v'shemo, it's a Bori v'shemo, it's also a Bori Guru and a Shema Taif. The Mazik doesn't know, the Nizik says, he was there, so was the Godel. But it's a Bori Guru v'shemo. But that's the Chiddush al Kaponim. The Chiddush is that a Bori Guru and a Shema Taif, you say, Amoitzi mechaveire olav arai. V'im taima, Fractosis Voho Loiki Kitoni. It says Loiki. And Loiki the Gemara had said means with the Loiki means that he's definite. He's definite with what he's saying. So how can you say that the Mazik is a Shema? Vishloima the Babori Ubori Nami Airi. Could also be speaking about a Bori and Bori also. That means, so I think Taisus means to say as follows. If it's only speaking about Bori or Bori, so then we have a kasha that the Reish is not like the Sefer. So Memela we have to say it's speaking about Bori Vishema also. I have a raya from the same, it's speaking about Bori v'shema. If it's speaking about Bori v'shema, so what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? The chiddush of the Mishnah is that by Bori v'shema, alibi the chachomim, you still say, amoytzi mechaveri olav arai. The Loshen Loiki is coming to tell us Bori v'bori. But I think Taisus means to say,
that that it's speaking about Bori and Bori also, but since it's only speaking about also, so it's not coming Lervuse de Sumches to tell us that Sumches holds Bori and Bori is Chelkim. No, it's coming about to tell us the Revus of the Chachamim. Loi mi boi by Bori, u Bori yisei amaitzi mechaveri olav arayim. Na fila be Bori vishemo, you also say amaitzi mechaveri olav arayim.